99.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All eyes are on the U.S. Treasury Department this morning, which is set to announce hundreds of new sanctions against Russia in response to Alexei Navalny's death 1 week ago. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
CBS News has learned that these sanctions will target nearly 600 banks, companies, and individuals, both inside and outside Russia.
President Biden met with Navalny's widow and her daughter in San Francisco yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is leading a congressional delegation to Ukraine today to promise U.S. assistance in the war with Russia. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has the details.
Even as an assistance bill is still tied up in Congress, Schumer hopes to reassure the Ukrainians that lawmakers will come through. The current package is stalled in the House. Ukrainian President Zelensky has said delays in aid from the U.S. and other Western countries are creating an opening for Russia to make advances on the battlefield.
Both Donald Trump and Nikki Haley will be in South Carolina a day before the primary there. Polls give the former president a more than 30-point lead in Haley's home state. Voter Oakley Dixon says he's still undecided.
Haley goes back for me because I have family who grew up with her, we're friends with her. But at the same time, I mean, the things that Trump was doing for the country was pretty incredible.
Coastal Carolina University political analyst Justin Vaughn says Mr. Trump has spent a lot of time there.
Thumping around the state a lot more than you may expect. That's a reflection of them, you know, taking Haley seriously, but also wanting to put this primary season to bed.
Lawmakers in Alabama are rushing to file legislation to protect in vitro fertilization, days after the state's Supreme Court ruled embryos have the same rights as children. Democratic Representative Philip Ensler.
This is government interference, telling women and telling families what they can do with their bodies.
A Republican version calls a fertilized in vitro egg a potential life, not considered human until it's implanted in the uterus. A more than 50-year first in space.
I know this was a nail biter, but we are on the surface and we are transmitting. And welcome to the moon.
Intuitive Machines CEO Steve Altemus celebrating the company's lunar lander Odysseus, now the first American spacecraft to touch down on the moon since 1972. And about that massive outage that disrupted cell phone service for thousands of customers yesterday. CBS's Jolene Kent.
The FBI is in contact with AT&T and the FCC is actively investigating. The National Security Council says there's no reason to think that this was a cybersecurity incident.
S&P futures are up one. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender's with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first game back from the All-Star break in Minnesota tonight against the Timberwolves, the first place team in the NBA Western Conference. But Milwaukee will still be without Chris Middleton, who's been out with an ankle injury since the last time they faced Minnesota on February 8th. Doc Rivers says Chris will be out at least another two more games. Baseball catcher and designated hitter Gary Sanchez is with the Brewers now after failing his team physical. He suffered a right wrist injury during an off-season workout, but now is expected expected to return in a week or so. NFL, the Packers introducing their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, who left his head coaching job at Boston College to come to Green Bay.
Is a guy that grew up loving football. It's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is like the mecca of the football world to me. Just being here and driving in the Lambo every day, it made a really hard decision a lot easier.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and a lot cooler today with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower or two possible throughout the day. Our high 35, the wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, 35. We're going to bounce back Sunday, sunshine, 50. We're talking sunshine mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I'm trying to be a good boyfriend, so recently my girl took me to a street fair, right? You guys been to those things, you know, they close off the block, there's like shawarma. There's stuff made out of buttons, you know? People with no teeth are making keychains. It's like a typical girlfriend idea. It sucks, and it's gonna take all Saturday, right? Yeah, she's like all excited, like swinging my arm. This is gonna be great. I'm like praying for lightning, you know? That was brutal. So we came up to this first table we come up to. There's this big table and nothing but homemade jewelry, right? Homemade jewelry. There's like twigs. There's like macaroni, right? It was junk. It was like a table of junk, but she loves it. She's like, do you like these earrings? Do you think these are nice? I just want to be like, no. If they were nice, they'd be in a store, all right? There'd be a roof. Some sort of structure would be built around this. The guy selling it would be wearing shoes. You know, it's junk, right? But I'm trying not to be a jerk, so I'm like, no, you know what? It's really nice. I'm going to go get some air. You know, we're outside. I think there's more air to be had.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you
love. It's 7:08 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. We're going to have a chance of snow showers today. I know that's hard to believe just because you put the snow shovel away and all the salt, and it's not going to be anything like that. Just a snow shower, which means no accumulation involved at all. Temperatures falling to around 30 this afternoon. Chance of more snow showers tonight. Lows around 20. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 35. Partly sunny with a high near 50 on Sunday. And I think I heard 55 on Monday, so... Currently, it's sunny and 38 degrees. Got a clear sky out there this morning. We've got some tickets to give away this morning. In just a short time from now, Gabriel Iglesias coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on Thursday, August 1st. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m., but you can win tickets in a short time from now. Coming up tonight, we got the Bucks at Minnesota. They'll take on the Timberwolves, 6:30 p.m. And tomorrow, the Brewers start their reign on WRJN when they'll take on the Padres, 2 p.m. from Arizona, right here on WRJN Radio, your new home of the Milwaukee Brewers. Hey, Good morning. It's time for Odd But True. Are you ready for these facts? This happened in Super Bowl 2000. There were 14 dot-com companies that advertised during the Super Bowl that year. Only four are still around. Auto Trader, Last Minute Travel, Monster, and WebMD. All the rest out of business. MySpace. Remember MySpace? Before they had Facebook, they had MySpace. Everybody was on that. They had the opportunity to buy Facebook for $75 million back in 2005. They passed on it. Here we are, years later. Facebook is now worth $850 billion. Think the person who made that decision is kicking themselves right now? Probably. All right, there are 14 U.S. states that are split into two time zones. The only one I remember, I thought Indiana, I knew, was split into two time zones. That was the only one I thought of, but there were 14 of them. Alaska, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oregon, Tennessee, and Texas. I didn't know that. All those have multiple time zones in them. The 90s had plenty of one-hit wonders, but as far as I can tell, Sean Colvin was the only one-hit wonder of the 90s and maybe the only one-hit wonder ever whose one-hit dominated the Grammys the year that song was out. The song made it to number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, went on to win two major song awards at the Grammys, Record of the Year and Song of the Year, the biggest you can get. Yeah, Sean Colvin. I remember that. A principal in Palm Coast, Florida, named Jeff Reeves, going viral. He wrote 459 personalized notes, one for every graduating senior at his high school. He left them on their seats before they got their diploma. That's nice. That's nice. I hear a lot of teachers and principals take it very personal with their students. And that's good that he did that. You know, Adele bought Sylvester Stallone's house for $58 million. And when she bought the house, it came with something no other house has, a poolside Rocky statue. So that's a nice house. It's in a gated community where Denzel Washington, Magic Johnson, and Justin Bieber live. Well, that's a nice neighborhood. I wouldn't mind living there. Odd but true, no century can ever start on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. There's a long mathematical explanation for why, but basically because of how the calendar repeats itself during new centuries. They have to start on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, or Saturdays. Odd but true. Now you know what I'm going to do? What you do. I'm going to go back and take a look. See centuries started on which days. But yeah, they say it's true. According to a study, every time a coworker comes up and distracts you, you immediately become 20% dumber. And you stay that way as long as you're distracted. The average office worker gets only 11 minutes of work between interruptions, and it takes almost a half hour to fully focus once again, so you become dumber when you're interrupted. Here's what rock stars already know. According to a study, one of the best ways to pick up women is carry a guitar. Researchers sent a guy to a public place to get women's phone numbers, and when he carried the guitar case, he was successful 31% of the time. When he had nothing, he was only successful 14% of the time. See, don't you wish you can go back now and restart and learn how to play the guitar? You don't even have to play it. Just have to carry it. You wish you can go back now and do it all over again, huh? From our archives, in New Mexico, an employee sued Intel where he worked because his coworkers put a kick me sign on his back and actually kicked him. And when he went to his boss to complain, the boss kicked him too. No word if he won that lawsuit or not. Could you imagine that? There was a discussion on the website reddit.com about the most ridiculous office rules people had encountered. There were just a few of them. No moving the furniture. It violates union rules even to slide your desk over. No cell phones or even anything that looks like a cell phone in your pocket. No popcorn. And no saying bless you when somebody sneezes because it's too religious. Wow. When I was at a radio station in Atlanta, there was a Girl Scout troop coming through the radio station. We gave a lot of tours because we had radio, a TV station there, newspapers, billboard company. Everything was in one building. And so we had a lot of troops coming through for tours. And we had tour guides who were full-time employees. That's all they did was set up tours of the building. So when I'm coming down the hall, and the tour guide was rather short, she couldn't reach the speaker outside one of the radio studios. So I reached up for her, and I turned up the volume. Later that day, I was called into the manager's office, and there was a grievance against me because it was a union radio station, and that's a job for the union people. And they put it, but I said she was reaching for it. And I said she couldn't reach it. So then you call an engineer and he will do it. I got in trouble for that. I got marked on there. And some of the engineers really held it against me for a while. But after a while, this, you know, loving face of mine, you couldn't stay mad at it that long. So I became friends with all the engineers after that. Except one, a guy named Kermit. He never liked me. Kermit Hamby just never liked me for some reason. Hard to understand, huh? How can somebody not like me? Anyway, Kermit didn't like me. I became friends with him on and off, but for the most part, he didn't want anything to do with me, which is fine. A marriage therapist says the secret to a more perfect union is practicing active responsibility. Now, if you see the dishes laying in the sink and they need to be washed, you wash them. Car needs a full tank of gas, you fill it up. That's active responsibility. People who wait for their partner to ask them to do the chore, that's called passive responsibility. They say it's one of the most frequent complaints they get from wives about their husbands. They don't do anything till they're asked. Fun fact, remember Vincent Price? He did the voice work for Michael Jackson's Thriller. Yeah. He agreed to do the voice work for that video if he was given a choice between taking a percentage of the album proceeds or being paid a flat $20,000. He took the $20,000. He should have taken the album proceeds because that album made a fortune. And he turned it down. All right, let's give away some tickets right now. This year at the Wisconsin State Fair, it's going to be a bit fluffy. Comedy superstar Gabriel Iglesias hits the main stage Thursday, August 1st. Get ready for a night of nonstop gut-busting laughter you won't want to miss. Now, tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock, but you can win a free pair right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. Somebody said I say the phone number too fast. 262-634-9756. How's that? Give a call right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Gabriel Iglesias at the State Fair Thursday, August 9th. I'll say it one more time real slow. Because that's what they say it way too fast. 262, got that part? 634-9756. Phone lines are open. Give us a call right now. Give you a pair of tickets to go see Mr. Iglesias, Gabriel Iglesias at the State Fair. Very funny guy. We play some of his comedy cuts this week on the air. So give a call right now. Should be a lot of fun seeing that. I can't believe we're talking about August already, huh? And we were talking about snow showers today, and already we're talking about August. We will have more tickets to give away next week to the Racine Theater Guild. We've got tickets to give away to Now and Then, their new production. It starts tonight, opens up tonight, as a matter of fact. Hi, what's your first name?
Patty.
Patty. Hi, Patty. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Patty, you want me to make your day even better?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, you got a pair of tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair. Does that make your day a little better?
It makes it terrific.
All right, that's what we're looking for, Patty, just to make you happy. So what are you doing? You just wake up or you've been up for a while?
Oh, I've been up for about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time, Patty. All right, hold on, Patty. We got tickets for you. And don't go anywhere. I got to get some info from you here. All right. So that wraps up our ticket giveaway for Gabriel Iglesias at the State Fair. I do hear a rumor we've got more State Fair tickets to give away next week to another show. We'll give you that information at the bottom of the hour. 718 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh to Civic Media Stations. There we are.
Listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
people we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, continuing its run this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Everybody, rock your body, everybody, rock your body right.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Got a chance of snow showers today. Temperatures falling to around 30. Chance of snow showers tonight. Lows around 20. Sunny, gorgeous. Highs near 35 tomorrow. I like it. As long as the sun's out. Partly sunny with a high near 50 on Sunday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to talk movies coming up in a few minutes with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters and Sports with Mike Clemens at 7:50 this morning right here at WRJN. You know, these are pretty common sense, I should say. The most unbreakable rules of parking lot etiquette. Don't park in a handicapped spot. I can't tell you, I check this all the time when I go into a business and somebody's parked there. If you don't have the placard or that DIS on your plate, you shouldn't be parking there. Well, yeah, but my foot was hurting me today. I don't care about your foot. If you don't have the placard or you don't have the DIS on your plate, you don't park there. Because people who do have the placard need to park there. Don't block the flow of traffic waiting for a spot. You know, you always see that there's a car parked there and there's like 12 cars in back because he's waiting for that one spot. And of course, that person is taking a year and a day to put their packages in the car. Don't take up multiple spaces. If you park poorly, try again. And don't tailgate people as they walk through the parking lot. You know, if parking spaces are at a premium, you do that. You get on somebody's butt and you just follow them to find out where they park their car. Then they really screw you over. They walk through the lot at an angle and you can't get to them in time. But you should know all this stuff, though. This is common sense stuff. Hey, you want to get a Don Rosen action figure? All right. You can get a custom action figure that looks just like you. Hasbro partnered with a 3D printing company and plans to sell them for $60. They're doing it with characters from Star Wars, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, Power Rangers, and Marvel movies. Why not radio figures? Want a Don Rosen action figure? He has trouble walking upstairs. He's too heavy. And he doesn't sit well in cars because he's, too tall. So, yeah, get a Don Rosen action figure. That's what you want for your next holiday. What's the fastest you've ever landed a job and then lost it again? That includes being fired, quitting, or you just couldn't take it anymore. Someone polled over 1,000 people. 6% said they lasted at their job less than a day. Now, if you quit your job, I understand that. You just, well, this wasn't what I signed on for. But if you got fired in one day, what did you do wrong in one day to get yourself fired? That's been pretty bad. Okay. Hey, I've got some news for you here. WRJN is pleased to welcome CCM powerhouse Casting Crowns to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage coming up on Monday, August 5th. Join us for an evening filled with powerful and soul-stirring artistry that will lift your spirits. Also joining Casting Crowns on the main stage August 5th is fellow CCM star Turin Wells. Tickets go on sale at wistatefair.com. This will be, is that this morning? Yeah, I guess it is this morning. They go on sale this morning and all next week. I've got your chance to win a pair of tickets next week right here at WRJN. So they go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. All right. Casting Crowns at the Wisconsin State Fair main stage. I guess we're giving away tickets to all the big acts there at the State Fair this year. So that will be on Monday. We'll start giving those tickets away for you, all right? That sounds like a lot of fun. Can't wait for the State Fair. I just love the State Fair. And when I hear snow showers in the forecast, thinking that the State Fair is coming up in a few months makes me feel better. I love doing that. The only time I had a big trouble was we had to push our parents around. My parents were in a wheelchair, and that was kind of busy. But my mother loved going on the sky ride at the State Fair. Even when she was 89 years old, she was on the sky ride at the State Fair. I got a picture of us both on there. And what they had to do was they had to slow it down a little bit to get her body on that chair. You know how it doesn't stop? Well, we got her on without stopping it, but to get her off, they had to stop it for a second just to get her off the thing. But she loved it. And the rest of the day got pushed around in the wheelchair. But she loved the State Fair, my mom. So we got tickets to give away to Casting Crowns next week right here at WRJN. Your chance to win tickets also to Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild is next week. Got a couple of pair to give away to that, too, as well. So it should be a lot of fun. 7:26 at WRJN. We're going to talk movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters coming up in just a few minutes here. All right? That should be a lot of fun, too. You can still be micromanaged while working from home? A customer service rep in Texas complained online that her company was watching her through her webcam. Noticed she stepped away to grab some food, locked her computer up remotely, and told her, contact the supervisor. Isn't that one of the benefits to working from home? You can snack and do anything you want, watch a little TV. I think that's one of the benefits. There's a new list of dating trends out there. They include main character energy, where you focus on yourself. Heat doming. That's dating someone specifically for their household amenities. Basically just to mooch off their air conditioning, pool, or Wi-Fi. And eco-dumping, where you date someone who feels the same about the environment as you do. I am so glad I'm out of the dating pool. I would never survive in this world of dating. If you want a full sleeve of Oreos, no one's stopping you. But this could change your mind. A study found that instead of just calorie counting on labels, printing the amount of exercise you need to burn off might get people to eat less. What it's worth, they polled people. Most are not in favor of it. If I had sold Oreos, I wouldn't want to get people to stop eating them. A full sleeve of Oreos. I used to eat those all the time. Man, I loved eating a full sleeve of Oreos when I was a little kid. Before I could tell time, I used to go down to the rec room and turn on the TV. This is when they had test patterns on. They weren't 24 hours like they are today. They had test patterns, and I couldn't tell time, so I start eating the Oreos waiting for the cartoons to start. Sometimes it took 25 minutes, but I finished that whole thing of Oreos. Yeah, of course, I was a little kid. It wasn't like yesterday I did it. 7:28 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Don't forget the Bucks at Minnesota taking on the Timberwolves 6:30 tonight. The Brewers, yeah, spring training, exhibition season against the Padres Saturday 2 p.m. First game right here, WRJN Radio.
Listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's estimated that about 84% of Wisconsinites enjoy a fish fry at least a couple times a year. 42% say they go about once a month. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. And one of the most popular fish for that fry, yellow perch, a fish that was plentiful in Wisconsin at one time. Tammy Paoli, DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo, explains our history with yellow perch.
So yellow perch have a history going back for decades where for Friday night fish fries, this was the prime fish that people were interested in eating. And Green Bay is unique in that it supports the last remaining state-licensed commercial fishery for yellow perch in Lake Michigan. There is some tribal harvest that occurs in the northern part of the lake on the Michigan side. But Green Bay itself is the last state-run commercial fishery for yellow perch. And this is because we support a population of yellow perch where we have plenty of perch to go around for both the commercial industry and for sport anglers in Green Bay.
Tammy Paoli, the DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo, she said if you're wondering about the origin of the yellow perch on your plate tonight, bear in mind Wisconsin's remaining commercial fishery harvests about 100,000 pounds of yellow perch every year, primarily circulated in the Green Bay area. The rest of the yellow perch probably coming from Lake Erie, where they harvest about 6.5 million pounds of perch every year.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And a week from today, we'll learn the identity of the 6 finalists that would like to become our next Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will make the announcement and introductions at Landmark Resort in Egg Harbor next Friday. Remember, Door County will be hosting the final phase of interviews May 2nd through the 4th. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy and a lot cooler today with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower or two possible throughout the day. Our high 35, the wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, 35. We're going to bounce back Sunday, sunshine, 50. We're talking sunshine mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the boys?
That's former Miss America Vanessa Williams, Colors of the Wind. Brett Hoffman, Marcus Theaters is here. I know he knows the answer. What movie is that from, Brett?
Okay, I believe, because I was working in theaters, this is from the animated Pocahontas.
Yes, very good. Yet? You win nothing. You can't win anything. All right, but yeah, that's from Pocahontas. You know what the secret to Disney films was? Good secret. Have hit songs. And we're talking going back to the first animated film they put out, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. They actually had great songs in that picture. And, of course, The Lion King, A Little Mermaid, all their big Beauty and the Beast, all that hit songs come from those movies. And I think that was the secret to getting, you know, adults into those theaters as well. Plus, the movies were fantastic. And somebody once said, why don't they make musicals anymore? And somebody said, they do. Disney's making them all the time. And ironically enough, the animated films that Disney made, like Aladdin and so forth, all became Broadway musicals after they were in the theaters as animated films. And they became hits like Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, still doing well, too. Mary Poppins. So, yeah, that's a good song. It's from Pocahontas. That was a good movie, Pocahontas. You know where I saw that film? I remember every movie I've ever seen and what theaters I saw it at. The theaters aren't there anymore, but you used to own the Mark 1 and Mark 2 in Menomonee Falls. Do you remember that?
Of course.
Yeah, they were tiny theaters. I know they're not there anymore because you built this major complex not far from there. But they were tiny little theaters. They were the old red and blue screens. Remember that? You used to have the red and blue. Do you remember that thing?
Yeah, I don't remember that, but yeah, they were red, I know the theaters. Yeah.
Yeah, they were red and blue decor. They separated, they made twins out of them. One side was red, one side was blue. And they had the Mark 1 and 2, and that's where I saw Pocahontas. I took my daughter to go see it there. But that's history. We have three new films opening up this weekend at theaters across America, including the Marcus Theaters. What do we have?
Yeah, and they're all great ones. They're all being reviewed well on Rotten Tomatoes. So this is time to get them out. Even if you haven't heard of those, let's talk about what they are. The first one is Driveaway Dolls. It's an R-rated action comedy. The topic is that these two girls, they're in search of a fresh start in their lives. They embark upon an unexpected road trip to Tallahassee, and they think that's going to be what they need to do to get away. And, of course, things go quickly awry when they cross paths with a group of criminals, and things just happen to go set on their way. So that's Driveaway Dolls. It's got 60-plus percent in Rotten Tomatoes, so go check that one out.
That sounds like a Thelma and Louise type movie, no?
Type of thing, yeah, except, you know, I don't think they drive off a cliff at the end of the movie, yeah. But...
And the title sounds like a Russ Meyer movie. He used to make these softcore movies, Russ Meyer. The title sounds like that anyway. It sounds like a movie he would make. All right, so what do we have next?
The next one is Ordinary Angels, and this stars Hilary Swank. It's a PG drama. It's inspired by an incredible true story. There was this hairdresser who single-handedly rallied around an entire community to help a widowed father save the life of his critically ill young daughter. As I mentioned, Hilary Swank is terrific in this one. It's got an 80% rating on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics. It's got 100% so far from the audience. People are loving this. Very neat, feel-good movie. Go check this one out. You'll feel great leaving the theater. It's Ordinary Angels. It's rated PG, and it's a drama. So check that one out. Ordinary Angels. It's released by Lionsgate and stars Hilary Swank.
All right. And I can't wait till he pronounces the name of this next picture.
Okay. Well, the production company Crunchyroll is putting out a new, very popular anime attraction that happens to be a sequel in its popular Demon Slayer series. And this is called Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba to the hairy shit training.
I love that.
So, basically, the production company Crunchyroll puts these out. This is one of the best-selling and most admired anime series that we have out there. So if you're not into anime, you might want to go check this one out, because this is the type of picture that's an example of what anime is all about. If you do love anime, then you know exactly what's going on. You already know it's coming out, and go check it out at the theater. So really some great things there.
And you can tell anime immediately, because all the characters in every single anime film, every single one look alike. They got the big white eyes. They got the same hairstyle. They got the same face. They never change. They're just different names, and the voices change sometimes. But the anime actually looks exactly the same every time. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, this one is terrific. Again, another movie that's getting some great ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. When we look at Demon Slayer, 83% from the critics, 90%+ from the audience on this one. So you look at, you have three pictures here, Driveway Dolls, Ordinary Angels, and Demon Slayer. And all of them are great. It's a potpourri, a mix of different genres. But whatever you're in the mood for, there are some great things going on at the cinema this weekend. And a lot of other things we're bringing back as well for people to see. So there's a lot in cinemas this weekend people can enjoy.
And you're bringing back movies like Gone with the Wind. It's coming back, I think, in April, right? And you've got Rear Window. You got a plethora of older films. When I was at the theater the other day, we were watching a film right across the hall. The others... theater was Casablanca, and I heard some of the dialogue as I was walking down the hall. I heard the final scene of the movie as I was coming through there. So it's good to see those films on the big screen again. Even though you've seen them a million times, it doesn't make a difference. When you see it on the big screen, it's all different. Now, for the people that I hear complaining online about the Academy Award nominees for Best Picture, oh, they didn't show that movie. I've never seen that. No theaters are showing that. Well, stop your complaining, because now you can see them on the big screen. Nine of the 10 nominees for Best Picture of the Year are going to be playing at your theaters.
That's exactly right. We have kicked off our Best Picture Showcase. It is kicked off today, and we are running the Best Picture Series Showcase through March 10th. Catch up on everything before you watch the Academy Awards. And let me tell you, these nine movies, they are great films. So you will find throughout the next 17 days, you'll find Oppenheimer, The Holdovers, Poor Things, Killers of the Flower Moon, Barbie, Anatomy of the Fall, The Zone of Interest, American Fiction, and Past Lives. You'll find them all at our theaters, specifically the Renaissance Cinema. And also, we're bringing back the Best Short Films, the live action set, and the Best Short Films, the animation nominees as well. So you can see those nine nominees for Best Pictures. You can see the short live action, the short animated films. They're all playing throughout these next couple weeks leading up to March 10th at the Renaissance Cinema. Go check that out. And here's the thing that we've done. We have a couple different ways you can experience these. You can just go see them all. You can go see them one off as one film at a time. We have a passport that you can purchase, which gets you four of the movies for $28. That's only $7 a piece. Maybe you want to catch up, but you only need to see four or so of the movies you haven't seen. Pick four. That passport is only $28. Or we have some special things going on in Brookfield and South Shore. We have a festival going on March 2nd and March 9th, where we're going to show five different movies in a marathon format on the Saturday of March 2nd and the Saturday of March 9th. So there's all these different ways and you can experience these movies. And it's great, too, because I know a lot of people have told me, hey, you know, I've seen them all, but I haven't seen Anatomy of the Fall, or I just didn't get to see The Holdovers when it's out. But like you said, all those movies are up there. Go check them out. And let me tell you, it'll make your picks go a lot easier having seen those films and brushed up upon them before March 10th.
Right. And stop your complaining about the short subjects, too. You say, oh, nobody ever sees those. They don't show them in theaters. Now they do show them in theaters. So stop your complaining. I see that all online at these movie sites. People always complaining about the theaters don't show those. Yes, they do. You know how they used to show them when I was a kid? I have an ad for the movie Let It Be with the Beatles, and at the end of it, there was a short subject that was up for an Academy Award. They used to tag them on to the end of a movie so they can get them at the theaters and qualify for the Academy Awards. So they do show them. Marcus is showing them. Now you can't complain anymore if you don't go see them. I hear the American Fiction movie is top drawer. I mean, I really want to see that. I hear that's a really good film. And you said Poor Things is also a powerhouse movie.
Yeah, you know, when I look at my pick right now, you know, I think I'm giving the nod to Oppenheimer right now, but Poor Things is kind of one that has momentum and could very well be the dark horse this year. Oppenheimer is, of course, the favorite. It has the most nominations. But really check out all these films, because they all, in their own right, are legitimate for Best Picture. And as you mentioned, American Fiction is a fantastic comedy drama. If no one got a chance to go see that, check that one out, because it's a great drama, it's a great story, but also just the comedy in it is spectacular as well.
And I know Godzilla Minus One is nominated in one of the technical categories. I would love to see that win, only because I want to see the ad say, Academy Award winner, Godzilla Minus One. That's what I want to hear, that ad that says that. Academy Award winner, Godzilla. Because I don't think there's ever been a Godzilla movie that won an Oscar. I'd love to see that just for that. You said Dune 2 is opening up next week, right?
That's exactly right. So we've got Dune Part 2 that is coming out next week. And this is a very special movie. Tickets are on sale now. I would recommend that anyone see it in one of our premium large format houses. Of course, we've got an ultra screen and a super screen down there at Renaissance. And there are other ways to see it up in the Milwaukee area as well. We've got it on our ScreenX, which is our screen where you'll see some of the sequences in 270 degrees projected not only on the front screen, but on the side walls. And you can also see it in our new format, which is called Cinity at the Marcus Majestic Cinema, which has some of the brightest projection that you'll ever see around on that screen using dual laser projection. So there's a couple different ways to see it, but more importantly than the presentation, I mean, this one has a 98% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. People cannot stop talking about this one. So if you did not watch Dune Part 1 from 2021, go check that one out, but then go see Dune Part 2. The reviews of this are spectacular. The visuals of this are absolutely spectacular. It stars Timothy Chalamet, who everyone knows, who just recently starred in Wonka. It stars Zendaya, who is definitely very popular right now. So we'll see a mix of all ages coming in to see Dune, this spectacular sci-fi movie, and where else to see it but on the big screen.
Yeah,
it
of
should
course.
Be a great ride. So I'd recommend anyone go check this one out. And it's a little bit longer movie. It's 2 hours and 46 minutes, but the reviews of it say it does not feel like that at all. You will get in here, you know, as they always say, strap on your safety belt, because you're going for a great ride with Dune Part 2. And check this one out, because it's really a special movie, and we're happy to bring it to theaters on March 1st coming up.
You know, they just do, when you had a movie that was that long, even Killers of the Flower Moon, which was over 3 hours, used to have an intermission. I don't do those anymore. They did the intermission, by the way, with the three chapters of The Chosen. After the second one, they had a brief intermission so people can go, you know, stretch a little bit. We'll just say that. And so they do, but they don't have those anymore in those big, you know, multi-hour movies like they used to when I was a kid. You'd think they would, to get people out to go get the concessions, but I guess people leave in the middle of the movie to get those now. All right, and you said there was a website once to tell you, it was like p.com or something, it tells you where to leave in the movie.
There is an app. If you're interested in it, it's called Run P. So
Run
go
P.
Check out the Run P app. Run P is where it is. It will tell you everywhere where they'll summarize the action
that.
During different times, set your watches, and go out. So if that's what you need, go check that app out.
All right. Hey, my friend, talk to you next week once again. And next week we'll take our picks for the Oscars, all right?
All right. Sounds very good. Have
all
a
right.
great day, Dan.
Thank you. Brett Hoffman, Marcus Theaters, watching the big screens for us, letting us know what's out there. 749 WRJN, hometown radio for Fresno, Civic Media Station. Chance of snow showers today. Temperatures falling to around 30, but have hope. By Sunday, 50 degrees. Monday, 55.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, continuing its run this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support.
Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help, serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to do that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
You're a rock and roll DJ, Mike Clemens. Why don't you tell me, do you know how this song got written? By, I forget who wrote the song. What's her name? Starts with a J.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell. You know how she wrote this song? You know how she got the inspiration? She was in Hawaii, and she went to go look at the nice view out her hotel window of the Diamond Head and all the mountains in Hawaii. She looked at, and all she saw was a parking lot full of cars at her hotel window, and she expected to be, like, knocked out by the view. And that's how she got the inspiration for that song.
Well, it came at such a great time because that was a period where people were like, hey, man, you know, we're tearing down old buildings, we're tearing down woods and putting up cement left and right, but you know, that's just the way the world was. I kind of got into her a couple of years ago, and she's just one of my favorites, and they've been bringing her back to concerts and Grammy Awards and stuff. So how are you?
I'm fine. Well, I got a cold. Other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'll stay. I won't breathe on you too hard. Okay, right. So you're in Green Bay, but out in Arizona, beginning Saturday, the Brewers are the first time on WRJN Radio. They'll take on the Padres Saturday, 2 p.m. It's the first time the Brewers are on our station. This is it.
Now, wait a minute.
Were they on last
year? Brewers have never been on WRJN?
No.
The Braves were, though, right?
Yeah, right. The Braves were on, right. This was the home of the Brave.
Yeah.
But, the Brewers, never one of our games we ever carried, every one of our teams. So the Brewers, brand new to WRJN in 2024, and we're going to kick it off. Is this game out in Chandler, Arizona? Is that where they're still holding them?
No, in Merrivale.
Merrivale, Indiana. Yeah. Arizona, rather. So the Brewers, Padres, Saturday, 2 p.m. What do we know about the Brewers heading into the season? Now, this is the exhibition season. These games don't count, but tell us about what we should know.
Well, a warm, fuzzy story. Brandon Woodruff was one of their two main pitchers the last couple of years. Now, they traded Corbin Burns, I think, to save a little money. And he's also, you know, getting into his 30s. I don't know if he was always on the same page with the team. They traded him to Baltimore, got some young prospects. But Brandon Woodruff is a glue guy for the clubhouse. Everybody loves him. They've raved about him. And he injured his shoulder in training camp, in spring training last year. Missed most of the season. Came back. They were all excited. They thought they'd have him there just in time for the playoffs. And he still had problems with this shoulder injury. And he had a tearful press conference, like, I can't pitch in these playoffs. I can't believe I came back this close. He kind of tweaked it when he was in Miami. So that's kind of the last that we heard from him. And then the Brewers did not tender him. They did not return his option over the winter. And that was, like, really sad. It seemed like kind of a cold thing. Well, in the meantime, his agent got busy, and they got a lot of offers from other teams. And then the Woodruff told us in a Zoom call, at the last minute, all of a sudden the Brewers called back and said, hey, you want to come back? And they put a deal together with him. I think it was timed at the same time that Antanasio happened to be with the club and with their general manager and their manager, their new manager, Pat Murphy. And so now he's with the team, signed the paperwork, he came in, took a physical, the surgery's going great. What will probably happen is he will be in the clubhouse this year as kind of a coach for all these young guys, a leader, and he'll probably be back next season. So he signed a two-year deal with a third-year option. So that's a very happy story for the crew.
Now, you're out of Green Bay, and they have a new defensive coordinator out there, back to the NFL, where he was in college football for a while.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur fired Joe Barry, did not bring him back for the final year of his contract. There were times, you know, in his 2-3 years in Green Bay where they just kind of got blown out in some games. He was not making very good in-game adjustments. I think there was times where perhaps some players, perhaps like Rashawn Gary, their leading outside linebacker, were not seeing eye-to-eye with the game plan. And so they moved on. Joe picked up a job as a linebackers coach with the Dolphins. LaFleur told a very funny story yesterday. So Halfley, we got to meet him. He's a sharp guy. He's like LaFleur's age. He's married with two little girls, 8 and 5, and he's been coaching in Boston College, but he also coached it in 2 or 3 different NFL teams. In two instances, one of the coaches on the staff was Mike LaFleur, Matt's brother. So Matt LaFleur had all this intelligence on this guy and how he is as a secondary coach. And that's what he'll be focused on, is the defensive backs as the new defensive coordinator for the Packers. Here's a funny story, though. There's a quarterback named Sean Mannion. He played as a backup to the Rams when Jared Goff was there, and Matt LaFleur was an offensive coordinator there. And then for the Vikings, matter of fact, the Packers beat him. When Kirk Cousins went down with a torn Achilles, he was the starting quarterback for the Vikings. He's a backup quarterback. And after the game, he happened to say hi to LaFleur, because they knew each other from the Rams, and he said, hey, sometime I'm thinking about getting to coaching. He goes, all right, well, you know, keep me posted. So it was during the NFC Championship game a couple of weeks ago, and LaFleur said, yeah, I wasn't really paying attention to it. And he says, and this guy called me and said, hey, here's what I've got an interview with the Bears. Here's what my resume and presentation looks like. Tell me what you think. Okay, sure. And so then he said, hey, that looks great, Sean. As a matter of fact, why don't you bring that up to Green Bay? Oh, you're serious? Yeah. So I think he had his interview with the Bears, and then he came to Green Bay, and LaFleur hired him. So LaFleur was more than delighted to tell that story, like he had stolen this guy that the Bears were interested in and added him as an assistant offensive coach.
Yeah. We have about a minute left here. We got the Bucks having a little bit of problems these days. They take on the Timberwolves tonight at 6:30 on WRJN in Minnesota.
Well, you know, they fired Adrian Griffin, first-time head coach of the Bucks. They have just 43 games in the season. They were in second place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics. And since Doc Rivers, the veteran coach, has come in, they're 3-7. And they look in disarray. They're not scoring as much. They're trying to work on defense. But something's not right. And it looks like maybe the players were in disagreement why Griffin got shown the door early. So they're trying to get out of this funk. Tonight they play a very tough team. The Minnesota Timberwolves right now are the number one team over in the Western Conference. So that tips off late tonight at 9 o'clock. So we'll see if the Bucks can turn it around after the All-Star break.
All right. Mike Clemens, catch you next Friday once again. Thanks for watching all the sports for us, keeping an eye on everything sports on WRJN Radio. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye now. All right, 7:58 at WRJN. I want you to have a great weekend. We've got a full schedule of guests coming in next week. On Monday, we're going to have Sergeant Wilcox is going to be here. Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department. They got a program for you. And Beth Heidorn is going to be here as well. I think that's Monday. Sergeant Wilcox is going to be here. I got to check my schedule again. But anyway, so keep it right here. Plus, we got tickets to give away next week to Casting Crowns coming to the State Fair. You can win some tickets. And also to the Racine Theater Guild next week as well. All happening right here. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. I'm Don Rosen. Have a great weekend.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkin Binder right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Thank you.
your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.